What is a grape?
A grape is a vine that maybe a Chardonnay, a Cabernet, a Merlot.
Is it like a small potato?
No. No, there's no relationship with a potato.
Now that we sat nice, broke bread together, shared a glass of wine, I feel I know you a little.
Morty, I feel I know you even better.
Good.
Welcome to the special Halloween edition of The Wine Crush. And now here are your hosts, Laura Lawson and Michael Ambrose.
And welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And this is your show that's all about the grape and all its gory. Yes, this is our favorite special edition. We get to talk about our favorite holiday, which is Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure our listeners are wondering, how exactly does wine and Halloween tie in together?
You get to drink before you go out.
Well, you have to drink before you go out.
Yes,
and generally,
sir.
This show is so scary, every day should be Halloween around here.
That's right. And Laura, this year, I know you're going as an angel because you've never done that before, right?
No, I haven't. Absolutely not. I've lost my halo a long time ago.
So are you planning to do that this year?
Actually, most of my compatriots talk to me and say, I don't need to dress up at all. I cover it on all bases with the horns I have naturally.
I see. Okay.
All right. We do have a fun show ahead of us today. We have a couple of interesting items to talk about. We have your emails. We, of course, have your phone calls. But also, in nature of the whole Halloween show, we have dug up a very unique guest, and it is from Poison Wine, the wine that comes in a casket. Bruce Cousins
great.
From the winery will be joining us and explaining the whole concept behind the casket. And, of course, we have our usual fun stuff, the vintage vibe. And, of course, we get to hear from you, our listeners.
Absolutely.
So as we start off on our merry way down the dark beaten path, we have to start here. Michael, what are you drinking these days?
Well, Laura, I have located several really good wines lately, and they're very value-oriented wines, less than $12 wholesale prices, so that's about $13, $14 in the store. One is called Stratton Loomis Unoaked Chardonnay. Have you had it before?
I have not, and I suggest you spell that for our readers, because I saw your mouth moving, and I still don't understand it.
Okay. Stratton, Stratton.
Got that.
Loomis, Lummis.
And okay.
It's an unoaked Chardonnay. That means no butter, no creaminess. It's a tart style, but it's got a lot of good big fruit, pretty good alcohol. It's the great American Chablis.
All right. I figured you'd find a way to work an American Chardonnay into being a Chablis.
Absolutely. Now, what are you drinking?
I am drinking still a little bit down in Santa Barbara. Chardonnay, ABC, for those in the know. Those not in the know, it's called Aubin Clément.
Oh, yes.
It is a great Santa Barbara Chardonnay. It is exactly the opposite of what Michael just described. It is oaky. It is buttery. It is luscious. It is velvety. And so that's pretty much been my house drink of choice lately.
Really? So
yes.
you're turning sweet, and I've always been a little sour, right?
Vinegar comes to mind, definitely, without that. So we're making fun of what I'm dressing up for Halloween. How are you dressing up for Halloween?
Well, let me give you a hint here. Take it from this. Avast, mate. Shiver me timbers.
You're going as a parrot.
Actually, I thought I would be going as a one-eyed pirate. I'm fairly close to being blind as it is.
Yes, we know that. Blind, deaf, and dumb, obviously by your palette choices and your blogs. All right, we encourage all of our listeners out there, let us know what you're going to dress up as for Halloween. Call us, enlighten us, or better yet, why don't you email us and let us know what you'd like to see Michael and I dress up as on Halloween.
Absolutely.
You never know, we might put shots on the website.
Hey, and I'll tell you, think small is when you're talking about Laura.
Yeah, very funny. Anyway, to do that, you can do it at 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. Michael, we have an interesting email here that might actually set the tone for our next segment, so I'm going to go ahead and get off on that a little bit.
Okay.
Ken in Kennesaw, Georgia, writes us the most poignant email to start this show with. Ken writes, I have Halloween candy all over my house. I've had it this way for 3 weeks. I've eaten so much Halloween candy, now I'm plotting my drinking around it. What wines specifically pair well with certain Halloween candies?
Well, first of all, I'm a little worried about Ken having candy around for 3 weeks before Halloween starts. But
why?
Well, that's just a little early for me.
We have been looking at grocery store displays for Halloween candy, I swear, since Labor Day.
Yeah, I know. But if it were me, I would be 40 pounds heavier if I'd bought them 4 weeks ago.
I have already fallen victim. I think I have gone through 4 bags of Snickers. I know I've gone through 3 bags of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And I can't leave the little candy corns alone.
I know that for sure. And to answer his question, I would break the subject of candy down into 3 distinct areas.
I'm sure this is going to be entertaining. Listeners, yes. I encourage you, pull over, grab a pen, because you're going to laugh hard over this one.
Okay, well, we're going to say chocolate is one area, and then I'm going to say corn candy as another, and then I'm going to just use popcorn for the third one.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
You can't use popcorn.
Oh,
popcorn
sure you
is
can.
Not candy.
Oh, yeah, but
no,
a lot
it's
of
not.
People have it. I eat a lot of popcorn
it's
at,
not candy.
On Halloween. Yeah.
It's not candy.
Sure.
Doesn't count. All right,
yeah,
please
does.
Continue.
Yeah. Okay, so with the chocolate, I'm going to recommend a wine that I had last night because it was too sweet for anything else. That was Rombauer Zinfandel. It's almost like port. It was almost 16% alcohol, very, very sweet, very luscious. I think it'd go really good with some milk chocolate.
I think I can see where you get that, but see, you have to understand what type of household you're dealing with.
Okay.
Ken, here's what I do know. There is always a 187 of some sort of champagne in my refrigerator at all times. So when in doubt, always fall back on the bubbles. The bubbles will go with the dark chocolate. It'll go with the light chocolate. It'll go with the milk chocolate. It will go with the candy corns actually exceptionally well. For those of you who are creative hostesses out there doing Halloween parties, great, great garnish. When you're actually putting your champagne into the champagne glasses, drop 2 candy corns in the bottom and put one on the rim. It gives you neat spiral patterns.
Well, listen, I was going to save the champagne for the popcorn, but you're not even going to have popcorn. So
I'm
that's
not going to acknowledge
work.
You and your damn popcorn.
No,
it's not going to happen.
No, it's going to work good.
All right, so what would you drink with candy corns?
Okay, well, this is going to make your braces vibrate, but I'm going to put a sweet late harvest wine with the candy corn.
Are you trying to put someone in a diabetic shock?
Yes, that's the exact purpose of that.
Nope, I disagree. Ken, when you're looking at those little candy corns, and for the record, you do have to eat them by color. You have to eat the little yellow, then the little orange, then the little white.
I do that, man.
Merlot. Any kind of red wine, because the sweetness will actually bring out the fruit in the red wines.
Okay, well, I'll have to try it.
All right, or in and out, there's always port.
Yes.
Well, Kent, I hope we have totally helped you with your candy dilemma. By now, my guess is you've run out to Walmart and to your local liquor store to try and work on the pairings. But actually, we'd love to hear from our listeners. There's so many strange Halloween candies we only see one time a year. What combinations have you found that work exceptionally well? Call us, 877-4CRUSH1, or email us at info@winecrush.com. Certainly more of this when we return.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome.
It's the Wine Crush.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
I'm Michael Ambrose.
And we have gotten you hyped up a little bit on a Sugar Buzz talking about candy and wine pairing. But we have to take into essence the whole concept of Halloween. And I think what's great about Halloween, unlike other holidays, it's not something you have to take seriously. Yes, we like to dress up. Yes, we like to do different things. But no one's going to be upset if you ruin the mashed potatoes on Halloween or if the centerpiece isn't perfect. I mean, it is the great lazy person's holiday where you can do things differently. And so, in essence and in idea of looking at doing things differently, our guest, his name is Bruce Cousins, and he represents Poison Wine. And Poison Wine has a very unique niche in this market. It's served up in nothing else but a casket.
A casket. I love it.
So, Bruce, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, Laura. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
We're
great,
wonderful.
Bruce,
how are you today?
I'm doing great. We're just about done with harvest here in Sonoma, so I'm ready to clean up all the equipment and start getting ready for Halloween.
So you aren't feeling buried anymore?
No. A week ago, yeah. I was knee-deep in grapes and having a good time.
All right. Well, we're just punning along around here. We're trying to have a lot of fun with Halloween, and we're trying to look at things differently. And reading about your wine, it just absolutely fascinated me. So enlighten Michael, enlighten your listeners. Tell us about Poison.
Really?
Well, what Poison is, Zinfandel, as best as we claim here in California, is our native grape. And so California winemakers, including myself, we love to have fun with the Zinfandel grape. And there are some other, other wines out there toying around with the name. And of course, one night, thinking about doing something fun for with Zinfandel and something a little bit naughty, and that would go at Halloween. After a few glasses of wine, we came up with Poison, and we call it the wine to die for.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
A few glasses of wine always help the creative marketing side. I've learned that.
Yeah, and we've had so much fun with it. I mean, every bottle comes in a little coffin. It has the cap is got this red wax that drips down, so it looks like blood dripping down the neck of the bottle.
Oh, that's great.
And the label is a skull and crossbone and painted in red. And so it's really, people get the biggest kick out of it. We've had so much fun with it. And what it is, it's a barrel selection. So we make about six different Zinfandels from six different vineyards. And every spring we go out and we start tasting the wine after the harvest, after it's settled down. And there's always a few barrels in all the lots. They jump out at you. They have these enhanced characteristics. You kind of say, holy cow, we've nailed it. So we take a few of those barrels, so we don't ruin all the blends, but we make a few hundred cases a year of the Poison.
So that's perfect. Great. Do you have a set release date? Is it released like October 1st so that by Halloween on the 31st it's gone and over with? Or how does this work?
Well, actually, we release it in October 1st, and you're right at the beginning. We just
Perfect.
Had a big release party this weekend where all of our wine club members, who we call winos, came up and picked up their shipment. We have a quarterly wine club, but the October shipment is always a bottle of the Poison.
Oh, that's
perfect.
Right.
Hey, now, talk to us about your quarterly wine club. For all of our listeners, it sounds like it's a small production, so I wouldn't imagine they could go to their local Mega Mart and pick up a casket to go, so to speak.
Actually, we are mostly direct.
Okay.
We do produce about 12,000 cases a year here, but quite a large wine club. I mean, it's over 5,000 people, and they get their choice of either two bottles a quarter, with eight bottles a year, or six bottles twice a year. But I will say, in North Carolina, we do, as one of the few states, and on the eastern seaboard, where we are distributed in one of the larger wine specialty chains. And you can't get Poison there, and they always have a big supply for the holiday season.
Really? Well, and listen, what's your website?
It's armida.com, armida.com, and you can hear all about it.
Wow, that's cool. That's great.
But now, I got to tell you a little funny story. If you get on the website and you read the back of the label, it has a little story, explains a little bit about the wine. But when I released the wine, it's been 10 years ago when we've kind of started trickling it out. On the bottom of the bottle, I put on there, it was the Poison Hotline, the POIZIN Hotline, and I put the winery number on there. And I actually live above the taste room. I live on the winery, and so the winery phone number is also my home phone number.
Oh, bless your
heart.
Laura, I thought people would call up, they'd try the wine, and they'd order some more. Well, the Poison Hotline backfired on me. I started getting calls at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. Hey, man, I just tried your Poison.
And I'm on my fourth bottle.
To say the least, the next vintage didn't have that on.
You're a very smart man. Just judging by some of the calls we occasionally get from the wine line at 4:30 in the morning, I can just imagine some of the messages you got.
You're right there with me.
Definitely right there with you. So the casket's a great idea. I know that this sells well for you during Halloween. What would you say, besides Poison, another great wine that you do that people can look for day in and day out?
Well, the wine that we're probably most noted for is another Zinfandel from one of the most well-known Zinfandel vineyards in Dry Creek Valley. It is the Maple Vineyard, and it's in the benchland on Linton Springs over in the north side of Dry Creek. And most of the vineyard was planted in between 1910 and 1925. So it's the original Dry Creek Zinfandel clone. It's head-trained, dry-farmed on this beautiful clay soil. So it's kind of those gnarly old stumps you see. It's not the pretty trophy vineyards on the wires with the little grapes hanging down. But,
right.
It's truly the old crotchety vineyards, kind of like Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can align with that. I get that.
So anyway, it just produces this, beautiful, beautiful, elegant Zinfandel. And so it's the Armida Maple Vineyard Zinfandel. And our current vintage is 2006. Which just won sweepstakes in Los Angeles International. So it was the best wine of the show out of over 3,000 wines.
Well, congratulations. Fantastic. It sounds like y'all are definitely off to a great start with all this.
Thank you.
Bruce, it's always fun to talk to some people who understand marketing and who have a great handle on such a lovely concept for Halloween. To do a casket wine, that's just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's killing me.
Oh, God, you're killing me. Hopefully our listeners will reach out to your website or reach out to you and find a way where they can bury themselves a couple bottles themselves.
Fantastic.
Well, Bruce, thank you very, very much for being part of the Crush, and you'll have to keep us updated. Let us know what other major holidays you start looking at. Let me know if you get bunny ears, and we'll bring you back an Easter.
Laura and Michael, you know what? I'll wear the outfit.
That sounds great. Okay.
Well, Bruce, thank you very, very much.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. See you later.
See ya.
That's a really cute idea, but I wonder if restaurants could ever get away with that. With your restaurant background, wouldn't that be difficult to have little boxes? But that would just be a killer presentation.
No doubt. It really would be. I think it would be really good. I'm going to see if I can round up a couple of those and have them as display pieces.
That would definitely work well for you. Well, actually, I have a quick email that kind of pertains to what we're talking about with restaurants and decorating restaurants. Laura out of Statesville, North Carolina writes, Michael, how do restaurants feel about customers coming in dressed in costume for Halloween? Michael?
Laura, that's a good question. Depends on the restaurant. You know, I was in country clubs for 25 years. In country clubs, it's de rigueur. Everybody's going to come in with their kids, and they're going to go around from table to table, and it's going to be cute, and everybody's going to drop a little piece of candy in there. For a regular restaurant, it's a little bit dicier. I think it depends on the type of costume it is, and it also depends on how drunk the person is that's wearing it.
I think exactly that holds it true.
Yeah.
I think anyone can pull off anything. As long as you aren't taking up three tables with a hoop skirt or you're not going to set somebody on fire, you should be in good stead.
That's right.
All right. Well, Laura, let us know how it goes going to your restaurant in costume. All right. We've had a lot of fun talking with Bruce about his casket wine. We've touched a little bit on restaurants. Coming up, we're going to have more of your calls and emails. And, of course, Michael and I are going to recap what we think the top five Halloween wines are.
Yes, indeed.
Evening, ma'am. Can I buy you a drink?
I don't think so.
You don't know what you're missing.
You sure you want to go without me? It's like your top-of-the-line A-game material.
The Wine Crush.
If you'd like to get your questions about wine and food answered on the air, call us at 1-877-4-CRUSH-1. Just remember, 1-877-4-CRUSH-1. If you're more into numbers than words, that's 1-877-427-8741. We're not done yet. Stay with us.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach? between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And of course, that is Michael Jackson with Thriller. And all of our listeners should be very happy. This is a radio program and not a TV show, so you missed Michael doing the zombie over there.
Yes, with one glove on.
In case you have not guessed, this is our Halloween Wine Crush show. It is the show that's going to be devoted about everything you could possibly do with wine and restaurants for Halloween.
Yes, indeed.
And so we've had a lot of fun so far. We've talked with Bruce Cousins from Poison, the wine in the casket. And we have also been talking about trick-or-treating a little bit. We've talked about going to restaurants in costume. We have just had a lot of fun. But the one thing we have not had so far, of course, is you. And right now, we have Cody from Georgia calling in with a Halloween-themed wine crush question.
Hey, Cody,
hey,
what have
How
you got?
Doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Cody, what have you got for us today?
Well, I was going to make a pumpkin pie. My wife just loves pumpkin pie at Halloween. I was just wondering what kind of wine goes well with pumpkin pie.
Great question.
That is a great question. Are you a cinnamon kind of guy when you make your pumpkin pie?
I like a little bit of cinnamon, but not too much. You know, and that can be really overpowering.
And how about a little allspice in there?
Oh, yes. I do love a little allspice.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then there's only one wine I can think of that goes with this pie, and it's going to be a Gewürztraminer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. And for those of you who don't know that word very well, it's just as hard to pronounce it as it is to spell.
I was about to say, I'll give you $5. You spell it correctly.
Okay.
Is that my $5?
No. I think
we'll mail it to you, Cody, because I know the odds are against him.
Yeah.
I promise that.
Okay. Gewürztraminer.
He missed a T, everybody. He's out.
No way.
He owes me $5.
No way.
Anyway, and all joking around, if you're going to actually get the guts from your jack-o'-lantern and make a pumpkin pie, I can't think of anything better than Gewürztraminer. But for our true listeners, a lovely champagne will go well as well.
Of course it will. But I'll even give you the name of a particular bottle. It's called Trimbach Gewürztraminer, and it's just got that nice little spiciness to it, a little oily finish to it, and it would be wonderful with that pumpkin pie.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate it, guys.
All right. Hey, Cody, I've got to ask you a quick question. I am the non-cook of the show. I'm telling you, I can burn water. Mm-hmm. How many jack-o'-lanterns are you going to have to make a pumpkin pie?
Oh, I would say about five.
There you go.
You're going to have a big pumpkin pie.
Well, let us know how it all comes out.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Cody, right, thank you very much for calling the Crush.
All right.
No, that is a very relevant question.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you have all the leftover guts. You have all the seeds. I tried roasting the seeds once, and I had all these cute little black things that might as well have been little raisins by the time I was done. But I would have no clue what to do with all the guts once I had them.
You know what? You throw them away. You actually take the meat between the outside skin and the guts. You don't use those guts.
Oh.
You use the meat kind of for the portion that's orange, but it's not stringy looking. It doesn't look like brains.
So basically, when I took the little eyes out, the little mouth, the little teeth, that's what actually goes in a pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
I knew there was a reason I didn't cook, and I knew there's a reason I didn't like pumpkin pie.
Okay.
All right. We encourage the rest of you, give us a call, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email us at info@winecrush.com. And right now, we have Jim from Georgia, from the great state of Georgia, another Georgian calling in on our wine line.
I just actually caught your show for the very first time here recently and wanted to call my grandson is going to be getting married very soon, and I would like to give them a very nice bottle of a wonderful wine, just a wine that would be very good for weddings in general, that they could actually even make their first toast with if they want to. So I was just kind of wondering, can you recommend the wine that has the best marital success rate?
You know, the number of times that I've been married, I'm going to give this one to Laura because it wasn't until my third time around that I got lucky.
Speaking of talking about Halloween and scary, no doubt about that. Actually, in default in this studio, I think we'd need more like all of our fingers and toes to count that. When you're looking at monumental occasions, I don't think anything beats champagne. And especially if you're talking about doing a first toast with it or something that will just be memorable, I would give a bottle of Dom Perignon or a bottle of Krug. And here's what's neat is people don't necessarily always get to save that bottle from their first wedding toast or something like that. One thing I like to do for my friends getting married is I give them the toasting glasses along with it.
Yeah.
Whether they're special glasses that are, say, Waterford, or they're special ones that have their name on it. It's some kind of keepsake they can take away and just relive the moment when they have to.
Right. And, you know, Perrier Jouet has glasses that are hand-painted just like their bottle is hand-painted. That really makes a really great gift as well. Krug is probably known by real connoisseurs as possibly being the true great champagne. I would say Bollinger for personal preferences because it's a bigger, stronger wine, but Krug would be my first choice. How about you, Laura?
No, I don't disagree with you at all, but I think if nothing else, Jim, at least we agree champagne is the route to go. So even though the topic of marriage is terribly terrifying, both to Michael and I think we need to get back into our theme. And to do so, we actually have another interesting email, Michael, that's again up your alley.
Okay.
I mean, granted, we talked about the fact people coming in costumes, but we have an email. Doesn't give us a name, but it does say, we live in an urban setting. Do restaurants ever participate in trick-or-treating for children, and is it appropriate to trick-or-treat to restaurants?
It's hard to trick-or-treat to restaurants. We don't usually have a bag of candy waiting. Now, we can occasionally find a drink or so if you're making some rounds. I don't know of a time where a restaurant row has gotten together and say, we're going to have a Halloween crawl from restaurant to restaurant. That would be a good idea. I do know so many restaurants these days want to have more of a positive public image, and they want to give back to the community that's been supporting them.
No, it makes sense. And if you do actually live in an urban setting, they have to be prepared for something like that.
Right.
I know there's
sure.
a lot of mixed-use developments. And, of course, you look at your traditional cities like Boston, New York,
yep.
Where suburbs aren't common. What I would recommend you do is I guarantee your city has a website, whether it's www.boston.com, that would probably list out for you Halloween events. And even if the restaurants weren't doing it, you might be able to find churches. You might be able to find neighborhoods. You might be able to find a retail district that would do trick-or-treating, because I have certainly seen that in the past.
Yeah, and it's such a great idea.
All right, we are coming up to the break, but we have to leave you, as usual, with our tease. And our tease is part of Vintage Vibe, and Michael is all over this week.
Yeah, I am. Laura, what year did the Harry Potter movie called The Sorcerer's Stone come out? Also, it was the same year that Destiny's Child came out with a song called Bootylicious. Now, I've got one more hint, but it's a dead giveaway.
I'm going to need another hint, especially after hearing you say Bootylicious. It kind of unnerved me.
Bootylicious. Okay. It was also the same year that George W. Bush was inaugurated.
All right. Well, we will leave you, our loyal listeners, with that to ponder on, and we'll give you the answer when we return.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
The Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean...
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And we welcome you back to the show that's usually about the grape in all its glory, but today it's the grape in all its gory. We are talking about Halloween and having a little bit of fun with one holiday before everything else descends upon us. But before we left you at that little break, we had teased you with a couple of things that had happened in a specific year. Michael,
right?
If you've gotten over the fact of saying Bootylicious.
Bootylicious, yes. That was one of the songs that Destiny's Child did that year. And Harry Potter came out with the Sorcerer's Stone. And George W. Bush was inaugurated. Do you know what year that was?
Michael, I'm going to guess it was 2000. with the George W. Bush, but I think I'm going to have that wrong because I think I missed it by 1 year.
Well, because he gets he was actually elected in the year 2000, but it's not until January that he gets to go to office. So it was 2001.
2001 was the year. For our wine court dorks out there, those of you interested in the vintage 2001, that was a banner year for New World red wines.
No doubt about it. California Cabs, one of the really, really good years for California. Australian, the big red wines that coming out of Australia, they were really superb as well.
All your Chilean wines, you're looking at Chilean Cabs, you're looking at the Chilean Merlots, they would be wonderful. So for those of you keeping up with 2001, think new, think red. And right now we have a call on the wine line. We have Reed. Reed, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Oh, thanks very much. Enjoy listening to you guys.
Well, great, Reed. What kind of a question have you got for us?
Well, I am partial to red wines, but aside from the obvious differences in grapes, what's the difference in terms of drinkability between some of the varieties of red wine, such as Cabernet, Merlot, Pinot Noir, things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Reed, I'm going to give a straightforward answer to a very difficult question.
Right.
Cabernets tend to be wines that are not drinkable upon release. They tend to be more tannic. They tend to be tighter. They tend to be more astringent. If you're looking for something, if you're walking down your Mega Mart shelf right now and you're seeing 2006, 2007 wines, I would recommend looking for Merlots.
Yeah.
Merlots are going to be the most approachable. They're going to be the easiest to drink. They're going to be soft and supple.
They are. And Pinot Noirs are not far behind. But I think both Merlots and Pinot Noirs, when they first come out, if you're walking down that supermarket store and you see two bottles, one's a 2007 and one is a 2006, get the older one. It's even 1 year's difference is going to get rid of some of that candy flavor, and it's going to start tasting more like a nice, smoother tasting wine.
Reed, you have to understand with Michael, anytime he's going to see wine or anything, he's going to encourage you always to go for the older model. It just makes him feel more at home and more comfortable.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, Reed, I hope we answered your question, and we thank you very much for calling in and being part of the Crush.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. And next victim on the wine line on the Halloween show today is Tony. Tony, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You know, we've talked a lot about all the different imports of wines and what's been popular. I remember the Argentinian wines were popular, and then some of the Chilean wines. What's the popular foreign wine right now that people are real excited about?
People must love the accents, because right now the hot thing is New Zealand. And any Pinot Noir you can find from New Zealand, it disappears, bam, overnight, gone.
Well, and Austria is coming into its own for one of the first times, right?
I don't know about that. I still say New Zealand Pinot. I think there's something, whether it's the female buying market that gets to hear these lovely New Zealand Australian accents.
Right, Mike.
And just decide, no, Michael, no, just no, never. It just gets people excited about trying something new and different. So if you want to be trendy, I suggest go find yourself a bottle of New Zealand Pinot Noir. Actually, I will go one step further. I will recommend one, Matua Valley Pinot Noir. Great winery, great people, fun people to be around. And, of course, the wine's halfway decent as well.
And let me also say, as far as that Austria thing, if you can find one of Laura's favorite words to pronounce, Prager Gruner Veltliner.
Leave my Gruners alone.
Yeah, you can try to find that in your local grocery store. That's pretty good juice, too. It's a white, easy-drinking white wine.
Well, I'll try to find that. I'm not even going to attempt to spell it.
Michael's already lost money on this particular show trying to spell wine.
Oh, no.
How about this? I'll go ahead and give it to you. Ready?
Yep.
Gruner, capital Veltliner, Gruner Veltliner.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Yes. Hey, and on that note, to the rest of our listeners, since we're already taking Michael's money today, I challenge the rest of you, call us 877-4-CRUSH-1. Give us some difficult words to spell, and we can start a weekly part called The Spelling Bee.
Listen, Laura, I did spell Gewürztraminer correctly.
Once again, listeners, I encourage you, call in 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email us at info@winecrush.com with the correct spelling so Michael can be enlightened.
Well, listen, Laura, there's one thing that I wanted to – I understand that you've actually put together a group of wines for Halloween.
Yes, I have.
And so why don't you share those with us?
I think I'm going to share them, but I'm going to let all of our listeners take a small pause, grab a pen and a piece of paper so they can write it down while we take a small break.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
The Wine Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-yah! Trees. Hi-yah! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
This is The Wine Crush, and I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose, and the Phantom was with us there for a minute.
Absolutely. At least Michael had the courtesy to leave his mask on. Well, we're having a lot of fun today talking about Halloween, the upcoming holiday, talking about wines, pairing, stuff like that. But in all sincerity, this is probably my favorite holiday.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that earlier. Why don't you expound on that a little bit?
It's just a little bit stress-free. The weather starts to change. You finally get into autumn. You're well into football season, which we know delights me.
Right.
But it's not the holiday you have to worry about. It's a great holiday to entertain. It's a great holiday to bring people into your house because there's almost no pressure. You don't have to worry about pies falling, cakes falling, the turkey right, the turkey not right.
Well, pumpkin pie.
Well, pumpkin pie, yes, but you can buy that from your local Mega Mart and not really worry about it. But Halloween, it seems to be a great way to kick off the holiday season without freaking people out.
Okay, well, that's pretty freaky. You know, you were talking before we went to break about some of your selections for the kookiest, spookiest wines for Halloween. What would you What would you recommend?
It's not kooky and it's not spooky. This is part of what makes Halloween the cool holiday.
Okay.
Is there a wines that are especially geared to this time of year you can have fun with? So as we're looking at neat Halloween wines, one that comes across, Seven Deadly Zins.
Okay. Now, how about Zeller Schwarzkatz? That means black cat.
Yes, I know. For those old school, Michael is going to hell or high water. He's going to find a way to go across that pond. Something else, as you're decorating your Halloween table, and hey, here's an aside to all your hostesses, just like my candy corn idea.
Right.
Take your pumpkin, carve it, don't put any little eyes in it, just take all the goop out, cut the head off it, and use this as a ice wine chiller. Those of you who are serving white wines, you can actually put your ice and put your wines in your pumpkin.
Hey, that is a really good idea.
See, I'm occasionally creative. Don't make me cook, but I can do great things
with
knives.
That's really cool. That's a good idea.
All right, going back to Halloween wines, if you're preparing to host a party, here are ones I suggest you look for.
Okay.
Obviously, there's the Seven Deadly Zins.
Right, right.
There is Scaredy Cat.
Oh, Scaredy Cat. I have not heard of that wine before.
Yes, for those who trick-or-treated too hard the night before, Scaredy Cat might work well.
Okay.
There is Witch's White.
Okay.
Which is actually a very, very cute little label. Has all three little witches and little hats.
Really? Okay.
Yes. My aunts and my uncles actually posed for that. It worked well. There is actually a wine called Vampire. V-A-M-P-Y-R-E.
Okay.
I believe it is Hungarian. It is the best time of year for this wine. There is, of course, Dead Red.
Dead Red.
Dead Red.
Okay.
Now, I'm stealing that a little bit from an earlier show because, in essence, the wine is a tribute to Jerry Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
But it does have a little skeleton on the bottle, and it is Dead Red, so it does apply to this holiday.
Okay.
Then, of course, I'll give you a little token shot here. There is Ygrí Bíkjavár.
Yeah, that's bull's blood.
Bull's blood. A Hungarian offering. Has a black cat on the label. It has a strange-looking bottle. It's a little bit black.
Uh-huh.
It looks good.
And its counterpart in Spain would be Sangre de Toro.
Yes.
And that's really quite a good wine. It's made by Torres.
All right. For our old-school listeners there, I'm going to throw back a little bit. And, of course, Black Tower has a place at Halloween.
That's right there with Zeller Schwarzkatz.
Yes, funny, funny.
Uh-huh.
But of course, in tribute to Bruce Cousins, who was kind enough to call into the show with his casket wine, we are going to have to make Poison the number one Halloween wine. So we encourage all of our listeners, go out, look for our Halloween wines, but most importantly, relax and enjoy the holiday, and know that whatever you do on Halloween, all of your sins will be forgiven since All Saints' Eve's the next day. Thanksgiving and Christmas, probably not so much. So have fun on this holiday while you can.
Speaking of sins now, we got Sin's Inn there as well.
I forgot Sin's Inn. For those of you who partake too heavily on Halloween, just remember that one. Well, as always, we ask you to sip socially. We ask you to drink responsibly. And just remember, as always, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And thank you for being part of The Crush.